Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and check out our How to Do Everything podcast, hosted by two devastatingly handsome and brilliant men who also happen to write this part of the script. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
I'm Jill Wright.
Hello, Jill Wright. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Ventura, California.
Oh, Ventura is beautiful. Ooh. North
yes,
of L.A. County on the coast. It's great.
Yes, it is.
That's exciting. And what do you do there?
Well, we relocated recently, so I'm job hunting.
Oh, where'd you come from?
We came from New Jersey.
Oh, congratulations on your escape. Did you tunnel out or hide yourself in the garbage as the truck moved out to the gates?
Neither. Actually, we drove.
I didn't know you could do that. Jill, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is now going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here is your first limerick.
We're popping out daughters and sons. Their names will make other kids run. With Luger and Wesson, we're teaching a lesson. Don't mess with kids named after...
Bums?
Bums.
Close. That old bum Luger and Wesson.
I like that you've named them after bums.
Well, Luger and Wesson, we're teaching a lesson. Don't mess with kids named after...
Guns?
Guns, yeah. Yes. Very
there
good.
There you go.
Guns. Okay. You want a tough kid? Name her after a gun. Gunner and cannon are the most popular in this trend, but also on the rise are trigger, caliber, magnum, pistol, Remington, Smith, Wesson, and Garrison.
You're kidding.
This
I'm
is
not
true.
Kidding. This is all true.
This is
oh,
disgusting.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's not guns either. Parents are naming their babies mace, saw, dagger, and seriously, in one case at least, arson.
How about bloody stump? How come they don't use bloody stump?
I mean, they want their kids to sound tough.
Yeah.
But if you name your kids, say, Little Uzi Bernstein, aren't they going to have a hard time living up to that?
No, they're just going to be hyperactive.
Yeah. What if your son wants to be a hairstylist or a smooth jazz artist? And now the relaxing sounds of Bushmaster Assault Rifle Davis.
Yeah. You know, here's a little choke the life out of her Watson.
Here is your next limerick.
Shot through the heart. That song's cozy. But the Jersey band smells like anchovy. Though they live on a prayer, they are not halfway there because China is banning...
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi!
Oh, that is really good.
That's pretty good. While Europe is struggling, of course, with a refugee problem, China has solved its Bon Jovi crisis. The 80s New Jersey rock band was scheduled to play two shows in China, their first ever. Before cultural ministry officials got nervous, they would only play their songs off the new album and none of the old hits. No, actually, they canceled the show because they say it's because of John Bon Jovi's support of the Dalai Lama. It's okay, China. Just like everybody who hangs out with Bon Jovi, the Dalai Lama wishes he was really friends with Springsteen. Here is your last limerick.
What joys does adulthood provide? The funds to build playgrounds inside. My home's set of stairs isn't putting on airs. I installed a grown-up sized...
slide.
Yes, slide. Very good. The Wall Street Journal, Daily Diary of the Stranger and Stranger American Dream, reports more and more people are turning their homes into indoor playgrounds. I like everyone to have fun, said one ridiculous rich guy who put a $150,000 mahogany slide in his living room. Swings, zip lines, and climbing walls are just some of the ways you can recreate the childhood you wish you had in the privacy of your own home. For a little extra cash, you could even install a playground bully to call you names and steal your lunch.
just, you know, if you have a slide, though, you know, what about when you have to, you know, when you have to go back upstairs, you got stuff in your arms, and you got a bunch of, you know, I'm doing laundry, and this, that, and now you got to, you know, you got to bring the, come down with a slide. It's just a lot, I think.
You people,
you have to be in the right mood for the slide.
I have
I don't
never,
think it's a,
during this entire show, wanted so much to have another boy on stage with me. Because that guy would be so down with it with me. We'd be going, ah, slide, yeah.
You think that PJ O'Rourke would say, yeah, I would, if I could, I would have a slide.
I've been to PJ's house. He has a fire pole.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, we're talking about a way to get downstairs. Yeah.
Bill, how did Jill do in our quiz?
Well, Jill got three right, so congratulations, Jill. That means you're a winner.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.